We stand for the reading of the Holy Gospel. The Holy Gospel appointed for the third Sunday after the Epiphany of our Lord Jesus is taken from the Gospel of St. Matthew, the fourth chapter, beginning with verse 12. When Jesus heard that John had been arrested, he withdrew into Galilee. And leaving Nazareth, he went and lived in Capernaum by the sea, in the territory of Zebulun and Naphtali, so that what was spoken by the prophet Isaiah might be fulfilled. The land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali, the way of the sea, beyond the Jordan, Galilee of the Gentiles. The people dwelling in darkness have seen a great light. And for those dwelling in the region and shadow of death, on them a light has dawned. From that time, Jesus began to preach, saying, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." While walking by the Sea of Galilee, he saw two brothers, Simon, who is called Peter, and Andrew, his brother, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishermen. And he said to them, "Follow me, and I will make you fishers of men." Immediately they left their nets and followed him. And going on from there, he saw two other brothers, James, the son of Zebedee, and John, his brother, in the boat with Zebedee, their father, mending their nets. And he called them. Immediately they left the boat and their father and followed him. And he went throughout all Galilee, teaching in their synagogues and proclaiming the gospel of the kingdom and healing every disease and every affliction among the people. So his fame spread throughout all Syria, and they brought him all the sick, those afflicted with various diseases and pains, those oppressed by demons, epileptics, and paralytics, and he healed them. And great crowds followed him from Galilee and the Decapolis, and from Jerusalem and Judea, and from beyond the Jordan. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise
be. Let us pray to the Lord. Gracious and merciful Father, today you challenge us again not to follow anyone except Christ and him crucified, so that our faith may not rest on men's wisdom, but rather on God's wisdom. Like a mighty armor moves the church of God, brothers, we are treading where the saints have trod before. We are not divided, all one body we, one in hope and doctrine, one in charity. Now may the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be pleasing in your sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Amen. The words that I would like to share with you today is taken from the epistle lesson appointed for this Sunday, the words of St. Paul in his first letter to the Corinthians, the first chapter, with special attention to the following verses. "For it has been reported to me by Chloe's people that there is quarreling among you, my brothers. What I mean is that each one of you says, 'I follow Paul,' or 'I follow Apollos,' or 'I follow Cephas,' or 'I follow Christ.' Is Christ divided? Was Paul crucified for you? Or were you baptized in the name of Paul? For Christ did not send me to baptize, but to preach the gospel, and not with words of eloquent wisdom, lest the cross of Christ be emptied in its power." This is the word of God. The brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, our personal Savior and the Lord of our Christian life, we follow Christ. That is the wonderful message and proclamation on this Sunday morning as we once again worship our Lord Jesus. And we meditate on His holy word. Yes, you and I follow Christ. And then if I were to ask you this morning, do we? Stop and think about it for just a moment. Yes, do we always follow Christ in all of our decision in life as Christians? And is that also true in all of decisions as a church here at Shepherd in the Pines? And why? Because this was a real problem in the church of Corinth. As St. Paul appeals to them by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to agree with each other and not to be divided but united in having the same mind and the same judgment. Unfortunately, there was division in the church of Corinth as St. Paul received a detailed report by Chloe's people. We're told there was quarreling among them. There was considerable amount of disagreement among them concerning the leadership of the church. This became very evident as St. Paul asked the question. Listen to what he says. Is Christ divided? Was Paul crucified for you? Were you baptized into the name of Paul? Yes, there was no question about the fact that there was considerable chaos and disagreement among them as to whom they should follow. Some said, I follow Paul. Others, I follow Apollos or Cephas. Still others, I follow Christ. So St. Paul had to step in, so to speak, and remind them again of who they were as a Christian church and who they should follow as their leader. It was certainly not about following Paul or Apollos or Cephas. On the contrary, it was all about following Christ and Him crucified. It's all about the message of the love, forgiveness, and reconciliation through the gospel of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And St. Paul made that very clear in our text for today. Listen to what he says. No one may say that you were baptized in my name. And then he goes on to say, for Christ did not send me to baptize, but to preach the gospel. Not with words of eloquent wisdom, lest the cross of Christ be emptied of its power. As a matter of fact, St. Paul made that very clear later on in 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 16. Woe to me if I do not preach the gospel. And again in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 5, this is what he said, especially about pastors. For we do not preach ourselves, but Jesus Christ as Lord and ourselves as your servants for Jesus' sake. So it was St. Paul's concern for the church of Corinth to restore it again to a spirit of peace and unity among them around the cross
of their Lord Jesus Christ. And not around men or the wisdom of men, whether Paul or Apollos or Cephas or anyone else, including institutions. And that is also true of the church today. It's not about following church leaders and denominations, whether the Lutheran Church, Missouri Synod, or any other synod, but following only Jesus Christ, as St. Paul writes in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, beginning verse 2. Listen to what he says. For I decided to know nothing while I was with you except Jesus Christ and Him crucified. I came to you in weakness and fear and with much trembling. My message and preaching were not with wise and persuasive words, but with a demonstration of the power of the Spirit, so that your faith might not rest on men's wisdom, but on God's wisdom. And that is also true today in the local church or congregation. It's not about following your pastor or the board of elders, the church council, man's wisdom. No, it's always about following Jesus Christ, God's wisdom, who is not only our leader, but especially our Lord and Savior. And even though it is also important and necessary to follow the leadership of your pastor and the board of elders, including the Constitution and bylaws here at Shepherd of the Pines, at the end of the day, when it's all said and done, it's always about following Christ and Him crucified. And why is that so important to follow Christ as Christians and as a Christian church? Because every time people have followed leaders and denominations and not Christ, they have failed utterly and destroyed themselves. There are so many examples in recent decades. Jim Jones, David Koresh, and so many other false teachers. At the end of the day, they have failed because they failed to follow Christ and Him crucified. And unfortunately, sad to say, that is also true of many Christian denominations. Now I'm not going to name them this morning. You know who they are. Who have deviated from the Bible, the Word of God. And it troubles me tremendously. They have deviated and followed the wisdom of men by giving in to the pressures of our society. This is especially true of their support for abortion, homosexuality, gay marriage, and many other social issues in our society. So we here at Shepherd in the Pines must take heed lest we also fall and listen to what God has to say, not what I have to say, what the Bible, the Word of God has to say, and always follow Jesus Christ as our leader, the Messiah, the Anointed One. To believe in the Bible as the only true and correct exposition of the Word of God in all of its truth and purity, and the only norm and rule for Christian living. Listen to what Paul wrote to young Timothy as he was about to become a pastor himself. All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness. St. Luke also writes in the book of Acts, chapter 16, verse 31, that Jesus Christ is the only foundation of the church. There is no other. Believe in the Lord Jesus, and you will be saved, you and your household. That's precisely what St. Paul emphasizes in the last part of our text for today. Bear with me. For the word of the cross is folly to those who are perishing, but to us who are being saved, it is the power of God. In other words, the crucified Christ is the power that saves us and the wisdom that transforms folly or foolishness into discernment and understanding of the gospel of Jesus Christ and His Word. And my brothers and sisters, if we have failed sometimes to follow Christ more closely and allow our own personal egos and sometimes agendas to dictate our decisions in our Christian life and in the life of the Christian church, God the Father forgives us again as we confess our sins this morning in the words of confession and turn to the cross of Jesus Christ, our Lord. That's the kind of church we want right here at Shepherd in the Pines. A church that is united, not divided. Yes, may God the Father bless us and preserve us through His Holy Spirit as we follow Christ and Him crucified as a way for our Christian life and in the life of our Christian church here at Shepherd in the Pines. By the way, I'm so delighted to be here when you gave me the opportunity to be a pastor here at Shepherd in the Pines. This is a wonderful congregation. Let's keep it that way. United, never divided. We all have opinions, right? Just like it happened at the Church of Corinth. But at the end of the day, all the glory, praise, and honor goes to Jesus. May we always be united in doctrine, in practice, in our church, as we follow only Christ and Him crucified. Listen to the words we sang in the hymn of the day. Brothers, and let's add sisters and children, we are treading where the saints have trod. We are not divided, all one body we, one in hope and doctrine, one in charity. God bless our congregation. Bless all of you as members of this church as we walk today in newness of life, as one body, one communion of saints, the people of God at this church. God bless you in your walk with Jesus as you follow Christ. In Jesus' name, for Jesus' sake, amen. Now may the grace of our Lord Jesus, the love of God, the fellowship of His Holy Spirit be and abide with us all unto life everlasting. Amen.